This is Tamra with the WGXC News for Sunday, March 2nd, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Michael Ryan in the Windham Journal reports that the town of Lexington recently sent out 500 questionnaires, with 122 returns and 67% of responses came from full-time residents, 27% from part-time residents, and 6% from non-resident property owners. Ryan writes, quote, in order to help Lexington become more resilient, unquote, the report showed, quote, the top projects are to expand internet broadband and to develop a flood mitigation plan, unquote. Toward that latter goal, there's a Lexington flood mitigation public meeting at 6:30 p.m. Monday, March 3rd at the Methodist Church on County Road 13A. The discussion will inform the town's long-term community recovery plan from the Hurricane Irene damage, and local flood analysis is being developed for the town's two hamlets, Westkill and Lexington 13A. Representatives from the LaBerge Group and Malone and MacBroom, two engineering companies working with the town, will be at the meeting to discuss the local flood plans in the town in the southwestern part of Greene County. You can read that full story in the Windham Journal.
U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand concerned that state beekeepers lost an average of 30% of their hives to colony collapse disorder in 2013, wants USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack to expand a $3 million study of bee losses in the Midwest to also cover the northeastern United States. Quote, the alarming decline of the bee population comes at a steep price for our environment, our farms, and our economy, unquote, Gillibrand said in a statement. Quote, it is critical for the USDA to make this investment here in New York to respond to colony collapse disorder and help revive New York's farms, unquote. New York State has an estimated 52,000 beehives, each of which produce approximately 51 pounds of honey, ranking the state the 10th in honey production. Throughout the U.S., 45% of beehives were lost last year from the transmission of CCD, according to Gillibrand. See the full Gillibrand statement at newsroom.wgxc.org.
National Weather Service predicts for Sunday a slight chance of snow showers after 3 p.m., increasing clouds with a high near 28, wind chill values as low as negative 4. Saturday night, there is a slight chance of snow showers, mainly after midnight, cloudy with a low around 18. Monday, a slight chance of light snow before 1 p.m., cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 17, wind chill values as low as negative 13. Monday night should be partly cloudy with a low around negative 4, mostly sunny Tuesday with a high near 18. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.